This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A suicide bomber struck a crowded mosque inside a police compound in Pakistan Monday, causing the roof to collapse and killing at least 74 people, wounding more than 150 others. Most of the casualties were police officers. It was not clear how the bomber was able to slip into the walled compound, which houses the police headquarters in the northwestern Peshawar, and it's itself located in a high security zone with other government buildings.
Memphis police said they'd suspended Officer Preston Hemphill with pay, but did not disclose his role in the arrest. On Friday, the department.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden is talking about being clear that he is not sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine.
To Ukraine.
No.
But French President Emmanuel Macron says that France does not exclude in sending fighter jets to Ukraine. He laid out multiple conditions before taking such significant steps. Meanwhile, while returning to the White House, President Biden commented on wanting to see House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's budget as part of their scheduled meeting on Wednesday.
Show me your budget, I'll show you mine.
This comes as the International Monetary Fund announced that it is now expecting the world economy to grow 2.9% this year. That forecast is better than a 2.7% expansion for 2023 that the IMF predicted in October, though down from the estimated 3.4% growth in 2022. The IMF, a 190-country lending organization, foresees inflation easing this year, a result of aggressive interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve and other major central banks. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg in Japan, as part of his Asia tour, said that our security is closely interconnected and call for stronger ties with Japan as Russia's war in Ukraine has made the world more dangerous and unpredictable, and believers of democracy and freedom need stronger partnerships. Japan has been quick to join the U.S.-led economic sanctions against Russia's war on Ukraine and provided humanitarian aid and non-combative defensive equipment for the Ukrainians. While in South Korea on Monday, Stoltenberg called for Seoul to provide direct military support to Ukraine to help Kyiv fight off the prolonged Russian invasion. A total of 7 police officers have now been disciplined in Memphis, Tennessee, in the arrest and beating and death of Tyree Nichols. This after 5 officers had already been fired and charged in the January 7th incident.
The announcement comes after protests over the weekend, along with demands that officers involved be identified. Protesters called for policing reforms in Memphis and other cities, from New York City to Sacramento, California, where Nichols once lived and was interviewed in 2018 about long lines at the DMV.
So that was my experience. It was a really bad one, actually.
On Monday, the Memphis Fire Department announced it had fired 2 EMTs who had responded to Nichols' beating, saying they failed to provide adequate medical care. The driver of the emergency vehicle was also fired.
That's Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reporting. The U.S. has placed sanctions on a leader in a Mexican drug cartel, AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The U.S. Treasury Department has sanctioned an international operator, the Sinaloa drug cartel, whose activities span the globe. Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control blocked any U.S. properties of Jose Angel Rivera Zazueta and 2 other men. The department said Rivera Zazueta's network operates on a global scale with nodes in the U.S., Mexico, South and Central America, Europe, Asia, and Australia. He's said to be an importer of precursor chemicals from China to Mexico, which are then used to manufacture synthetic drugs, including fentanyl and meth. Over 70,000 Americans died of overdoses involving opioids in 2020, mainly fentanyl. I'm Norman Hall.
South African police are investigating the circumstances surrounding a weekend shooting there that left 8 people dead, 3 others injured. Gunmen opened fire at a house birthday party in the city formerly known as Port Elizabeth Sunday afternoon. According to a police spokeswoman, the unknown gunman entered the residential home and started randomly shooting at people. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.